Chapter 16, Tom's Gang. Tom and Huck's treasure made for big news in the little village. Everyone talked about it day and night. Everyone wanted their own treasure. Soon after, every haunted house in St. Petersburg and the neighboring towns was searched for treasure. Many asked Tom and Huck for help. Tom and Huck couldn't remember a time when anyone cared what they said or did. Now every man, woman, and child wanted to be near the heroes. The Widow Douglas put Huck's money in the bank. Judge Thatcher did the same for Tom's at Aunt Polly's request. Each boy now had an income. They received a dollar for each day of the week. Judge Thatcher had formed a positive opinion about Tom. He hoped to see Tom become a great lawyer or a soldier someday. Huck Finn was now under the care of the Widow Douglas. His sufferings were almost more than he could bear. The widow's servants kept him clean and combed his hair. He had to eat with a fork and knife. He had to go to church and learn to talk proper. It was almost like he had been put in jail himself. After 3 weeks, Huck couldn't stand it any longer. One day he turned up missing. For 48 hours, the widow hunted for him. The public searched high and low. Early the third morning, Tom went poking about. Sure enough, he found Huck behind the slaughterhouse. He was just sitting down to a breakfast of stolen odds and ends. Huck was a mess. He was back in rags and his hair wasn't combed. He looked free and happy. He didn't look like he had a care in the world. This was the Huck that Tom knew well. Tom did his best to urge Huck back to the Widow Douglas. "You've been causing all kinds of trouble. The Widow Douglas is worried sick about you." "Don't talk about it," said Huck. "I've tried it and it didn't work. It ain't for me." "I gotta ask for things too. Everybody does. I gotta ask to go swimming and to go fishing." "I ain't everybody, Tom. I can't stand it a minute longer. Being rich ain't what it's cracked up to be. Take my money, Tom. I don't need a but a little bit." "Huck, I couldn't do that. If you would just try a little longer, you'd get used to these ways. You'll come to like them." Huck didn't believe him. "I like the woods and the river. I'll stick to them. I don't need nothing else but the guns we found so we can go robbing." Tom saw his opportunity. "Look here, Huck," Tom said. "Being rich isn't going to make me quit robbing, but we can't let you in the gang if you ain't respectable." "Can't let me in? You let me be a pirate, didn't you?" Huck asked. "That was different. A robber is more important. Lots of robbers are noble people." "You wouldn't shut me out, Tom, would you?" Huck said in shock. "I don't want to shut you out, but what would people say?" "They'd say that Tom Sawyer's gang had lowly people in it. That's what they'd say. They'd mean you, Huck." Huck thought for a moment. "I'll go back to the widow for a month. See if I can get used to it. As long as I get to be in the gang, I'll do it." Both boys started planning their next great adventure, and both boys knew they'd have many more big adventures to come.